Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights good things happening at the primary level. It's Mathematics Week, and for today's program, we highlight the recently launched National Primary Schools Mathematics Competition. We also hear some teaching strategies from two of Jamaica's most innovative primary school teachers. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Students from primary schools across the island are being invited to participate in the 2013 SEPRA National Primary Schools Mathematics Competition. The finals of the competition will be staged on May 9 at designated centers across the island. Students are competing for over $300,000 in cash and prizes, with the winner receiving $50,000 and the SEPRA Champions Trophy. SEPRA's Chief Operating Officer Carl Domville says his company is steadfastly committed to seeing Jamaican children develop a greater appreciation for mathematics.
It is a great opportunity to stimulate the minds of our students in a challenging but very critical subject area.
SEPRA's involvement will go even further than the math competition, as the company plans to partner with the Ministry of Education to stage a series of workshops with math teachers across the island.
Part of our sponsorship of the SEPRA math competition, which we are also joining forces with the Ministry of Education to host a series of mathematics teacher development workshops. These will be held in Region 1, 2, 4, and 6. And they are scheduled for April 10, 11, 19, and 26, respectively.
Winner of last year's competition, Amani Cook, who represented St. George's Girls Primary and Infant School, shares her experience as she participated in the finals.
As I sat in the room, I thought the other students could hear my heart thundering as I wondered if I would know anything on that paper. The math exam left me weaker than when I went to Saturday training.
What got her through, she says, was her teacher's voice replaying in her mind, telling her to trust herself. Now a high school student, she says the preparation she underwent for the competition has helped make her transition into high school that much smoother.
In mathematics, I got 100% average in my Christmas term examination, but it has also paid off directly in art and the sciences, in addition to work ethic.
We now switch over to our two innovative teachers who won awards certifying them as such at the recently held Flow in My School Technology Competition Awards Ceremony.
My name is Nikki Ann Cespedes and I'm a literacy teacher at Brayton Primary and Junior High School.
I'm Tamika Thomas Mills and I'm a grade 4 teacher at Angels Primary School.
Ms. Cespedes earned her award after creating a Vox Pop program at the school involving the students.
I employed the use of a digital camera to record the entire discourse with a man in the street kind of setting. So when I allow them to watch back what they have done, they're able to adjust their behaviors, to listen to the languages that they use, and also how they actually employ themselves to the lesson in itself.
Mrs. Thomas Mills created an interactive game based on the popular game show Jeopardy.
The Jeopardy game is actually something that I learned at UWA, and I just thought that the students would appreciate it. And thus I went into the curriculum, took out topics, and I made the game, and they did enjoy it and they did learn.
Both ladies now share their approach to teaching, which guided them to walking away with their awards.
My innovation is based on just seeing every single thing, not just electronic equipment as technology. As long as I can use it to the best of my ability to enhance my lessons.
Students are far away from the chalk and talk approach. So we as teachers, we just have to come up with strategies to engage them and to employ them and to get the best out of them.
Innovative teachers Tamika Thomas Mills and before her Nikki Ann Cespedes. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, email us at radio@jis.gov.jm and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Till next time, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.